The next thing is program console.
You don't have to take notes, it's already written.
Okay.
Tom, if you put it back here, then these folks can see it, and we can all see it.
We'll all see it, then he can't hurt the page.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how it's too small to see.
Just go. Go down.
All right, I'm sorry people didn't bring their glasses. Okay.
No, this speak.
Very briefly, I'm going to talk about local board first and then national board. We got quite a few agreements. I'm really happy about what happened. Do you think you really need that for me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The local board will have at least two standing committees. We're looking at a large, the board as a whole. Two of the two standing committees will be station administration and programming. Of that, the program committee will have additional elected listener sponsors on it, because it's simply a subunit of the station board. And as many of you belong to boards and stuff, you know that subcommittees, you can have not only the board people, but you can have other people that come to them. That program committee will deal with review and preview of programs. We're going to have frequent open meetings, quarterly reports. Community needs assessment is one of the things they're going to be handling. Programming. And it recommends to hire and fire of the program director. It recommends. It can override the program director if it has a very high percentage of the committee that votes for it. So we're talking like in the 75% range, 75% range. It mandates that the program director, if the program director doesn't like what the program committee is doing, the program director has to write his or her objections and put them out so that people know specifically what the problem is. The program director can be overridden by 75% vote of the subcommittee, the program committee, and we want goals and timetables regarding diversity. Now, both the whole board is going to be elected, and in that, you're going to have all the elected station board people. One of the committees will be, say, administrative, and one will be program committee. So they're all going to be members of the board. Okay, I'm going to get to it. 1C is, and that's here, is the station board ultimately has the hiring and firing of the PD and policy. So the program committee, which is a subcommittee, recommends to the station board that we want this guy hired or fired, but it's really the station board that ultimately makes that decision. Okay? Now we're going to talk about the National Program Committee. The National Program Committee has the ultimate responsibility of guaranteeing adherence to the mission with recommendations from the National Program Committee. Policy, not specific programs, because this is now national. They only can deal with policy, not the specific programs. The National Program Committee is elected from the local program committee. So anybody that's going to be here has to be here first, a part of this subcommittee. The Pacifica National Board can override local policy if they get 67 or 2/3% vote on something. And the goals and timetables regarding diversity, just like we have in the local thing. Any questions?
Tom, there is consensus in all of these points?
Absolutely. Okay. And I thought that was absolutely freaking amazing, to be honest with you. I'm going to go right down.
Okay, Dave,
wait,
I will call people.
Okay.
Dave, and then...
John.
Anyone else?
Sue.
Oh,
I just don't recall.
No, wait, Sue.
Okay.
Dave, John, Harvey, Sue, Dave.
We got 5 minutes for everybody, so 1 minute per person.
Fine, two quick questions. There's 100, how many people were on this committee that derived this consensus? And second of all, with limitations upon special programs, does that mean that no natural programs are contemplated? And if there are natural programs, would that not be within the purview of the natural programming committee?
Yes, that would be within...
Did you discuss that?
Yes, we did say things about national programming, and that's the National Program Committee would deal with things like that. Council?
Okay. It said policy, not specific programming. And then how many people on this committee that derived this?
It's like everybody. We had 4 or 5, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. 4 or 5 that represented another 5 or 6 or 7 each.
Correct. Okay, John.
It's distilled down.
John.
Just a clarification. Point 5 there, 2/3 required to override the local policy. Is that 2/3 of the National Programming Committee or 2/3 of the National Programming Board? National Board.
Pacifica National Board. The whole 2/3 of the board.
Of the National Board, not the National Policy, not the National Programming Committee.
Okay. Correct.
Okay.
Well, how many local persons would be elected from each local district to represent on the national program?
We didn't say that, but we did say that they had to come from the local program committee to be on this one, the national program committee.
Okay. Sue?
Well, I don't recall agreeing to that one part of it, and I have do not disagree, but I'd like to hear some discussion about that at some future time.
Maybe about electing it
from the program committee to the... That's all. And as far as numbers are concerned, we thought of the subcommittee as having about like 8 elected listeners, subscribers, in addition to those coming in from
we
the
station.
We
never reached board. Numbers.
Remember? Well, that came from our committee to you.
We're only focusing on the agreements.
Well, I was there, and I didn't agree to part of this. That's the reason I made the statement.
Okay, so it's a minority position. Well, correct.
I think we have you on tape, Sue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Wait. Dave?
Is this programming committee is making decisions about programming goals and programming policy. Are they making decisions about specific programs?
The local program committee could make a decision about a local program if they got, what was it? 75%. So it's a very, very high bar.
But in general, they're not saying put this program on, don't put this program on.
No, they're only dealing with overall policy.
Policy.
Okay?
Okay.
I think Evan was later.
I think Evan was next.
And then Lerner. It seems that for there to be amazing input representing the community for programming around the station, that the community needs assessment needs to be highlighted more. It's like if the legitimacy of a programming council or anything, if it's a small group of people, has to be backed by the actual listening base. And I wonder about the actual reality of really getting an assessment from listening. Okay. And also, one thing, staff included. Staff representation.
Yeah, we didn't say who was going to be on. We never got to that point. However, there are schemes that do have that. And number two, the community assessment is extremely important. And therefore, we specifically mentioned that we were going to have frequent...
What? We need to move on.
I am.
We cannot revisit the discussion.
We're going to have... answering her question. Just let me finish the sentence and I'll leave. The community assessment is extremely important. Plus, we're going to have many meetings, open meetings for the public, the listener sponsors. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, that's not the kind of thing that goes into bylaws, but okay, learn. But you don't
have to. No, it was somebody else.
Yes, it should.
Well, that was not the discussion.
Okay. It's like open meetings.
That's under print.
2 points.
Go ahead.
It seems like that national programs such as Democracy Now! Would be a purview of the National Program Committee. And two, this what our group decided was that the Programming Board would be a determining body, and here it's turned around and made the program director determine.
Okay. Now, is that a minority? Are you stating a minority position from this group?
From our group.
You weren't in the synthesis meeting. He was in the original group.
Yeah, and Leonard, I was in the Leonard's group.
Yeah, we were all in the same group.
He stated our position correctly. Our group two, determined that the programming council board, whatever it's called, shall be determinative of programming and shall give instructions to the programming director to execute those instructions.
And that's exactly what, if they disagree with what the program director has done, they can override and say, you must do that. That is determinative.
With a new requirement of 75%.
Yeah.
Yes.
We didn't have that 75% requirement before. That's brand new.
I know, but this was a compromise with everybody.
Let me explain the process again. We are not revisiting the issues. Each group came to some consensus or a majority and minority decision yesterday after a lot of discussion. A representative from each of the four groups came together as the representative of their group to try and reach consensus on each of the issues. That's what's being presented. We are not revisiting anything. We're only getting clarifications, okay? Are there any more questions of clarification? Evan, only clarification.
Right. So the programming council not only recommends the PD, but also can tell them what to do and override them if they have enough the vote.
If they get a very high vote in that 75%, which is not something that's easy to be done.
Okay. All right. Can we move on to transparency and accountability? Saki, you were okay.
While she's on her way up, we need to make sure that those that are doing the reporting for this, that they make their notes so they can give them to us at the end, which is going to be at 2:30. We need to have those in hand. If you've got your notes, and you can understand it, but we can't, they're worthless to us. So you must write them out.
Take these big sheets. Okay, transparency and accountability.
Transparency and accountability was the easiest thing, apparently, in every group, and certainly in our synthesis, because we all wanted the maximum of both transparency and accountability. So basically what we wanted to do was to have all of the things that were proposed by anybody and have even more of them as far as putting things on the web, making them available to listeners, having candidates on air for campaigns or interviews, various forms of community outreach. Basically, we wanted it all. And a number of the groups apparently didn't get to the last parts of some of the accountability about who's voting for bylaws. So that I can't report on that from this group. But group three representative asked me to report that there was one dissenting member of her group who thought that it was too costly and difficult to get webcasting of station board meetings done or archives done, and that it was difficult to get many documents placed on the web because they weren't properly formatted. So that's basically the report from our group. And that's why I don't even need to put it up there. Just we want it all.
Okay.
One of the groups probably said, you know, let's take the recommendations from every draft of the bylaw and synthesize it and do it all.
Any questions, points of clarification?
Yeah, I'm actually unclear about what they agreed to here. Maybe I missed something, but. And I'll say specifically that one issue that's come up consistently over the past several months is around personnel issues. That there's a general sense of people that they want, you know, these kind of issues to be as transparent as possible. But sometimes that runs against both legislation and I think values issues around the confidential rights of workers as employees or potential employees. So, I mean, I don't know, from what you said.
One of the groups that really covered that issue, they said that they wanted to have everything up on the web that was consistent with law. And so where it isn't, obviously it wouldn't be done.
Any other clarification?
I was cited as
Roger, and I'm giving you 2 minutes, so we can move to the next.
I was the cited minority misrepresented in there. I did not say that I was opposed to having anything because we can't afford. I just said it hasn't been done up to this point because we haven't had the wherewithal to do it, and somebody else in the group said they could help raise the money for it. But yeah, certainly that it should go through as absolute transparency. And I'm just saying, like anything, it's just
about
implementation.
Right. Were you talking about live broadcast?
Did you let her finish?
No, but I'm saying...
Yeah, when you're right, that was a dissenting.
Lydia is correcting the representation.
No, it's a correction.
No, what she's saying is that she did not say what I was instructed to represent. That she's
correcting the representation.
That it wasn't a dissent. So it acknowledged it wasn't a dissent.
Are there critical clarification questions? We have one more group, and we've allotted 10 minutes for, not 10 minutes for Dave, 3 minutes for Dave, and any other closing comments? Roger?
Was there any discussion of on-air listener call-ins as a transparency measure?
No, definitely. It was strongly supported by all of the groups.
That wasn't mentioned.
I gave no details, but it definitely was strongly supported.
Thank you.
By all the groups.
I think it would help, Marlo, if you could write the items on the paper so people could see them. Because otherwise, we're going to keep getting questions about did you include such and such, did you include such and such. Okay?
Yeah.
Did the bi-directional reviews of management by staffs survive?
You know, we didn't reject anything by anyone. We said that we wanted it all, so the answer is yes.
Good. Okay, can we move, Tracy?
I just want to make clear that did you say, when you're talking about webcasting station board meetings, you're not talking about live broadcasts. You're talking about taping them and then mounting them for webcasts.
You're getting into more detail. We have it all included. We have included broadcast on air of all Pacifica National board meetings, webcasts of station meetings, archiving of both.
Right. Live or taped.
Right. Can we not get into details? It's not normally what you put into a bylaw. You do not put these things into bylaws.
It wasn't
these kinds of specific methodologies don't normally go into bylaws. You have principles and ways of implementing, but you don't get into those kinds of details. That group is this a fair summary from that group?
That's a summary of group two. It's not a summary of all. But
never mind. It's okay.
But all of that was incorporated. Yeah. That's what you said, right?
Yes, all of that is incorporated and more.
Well, can you put the more up on another piece of paper?
Sure, I must.
I don't need to do that because everybody has copies of things. I mean, presumably the group as a whole has had a chance to look through the bylaws that I drafted. They have more. The PAC bylaws have more. All of those are included.
Okay.
And I don't need to write the whole thing up.
It's excuse me, point of order. Listen, the group that's going to now sit down for the next 5 or 10 hours to put the thing together, we're not going to look through every single one of those things. We needed to see what those 5, 10, 20 items were so that we can make sure that those get in. So we need somebody from your section to write those up. And if there's an addendum to that, that's fine. But do it. We've got to have it.
Okay, let's go
on. Okay.
I'm
a part of the writing up group. I'll certainly help you do that.
Okay, please don't.
Wait a minute now. I would insist that anything that is written up represents the process they went through. She mentioned that there were going to be live broadcasts of meetings. I do not believe it's appropriate for you to arbitrarily make a statement that any details pertaining to live broadcast of meetings should not be in the bylaws. That's not your decision to make.
That's not what I said.
No, you're saying that that's not normally in the bylaws. I don't care if it is not normally
in the bylaws.
That we're going to set a new precedent here with this network. Okay. If we don't, we're up shit.
I leave it to the group who's drafting.
Okay.
Moving on to the four R's. So it looks to me like three R's. That stands for recall. And did you also discuss the bylaws review in a year, that convention?
We did to a limited extent.
Can we get this written on a large pad?
Okay, I was starting to do that, but in the interest of, I will finish doing it, but in the interest of time, I'll just start talking now. Margalo, I think she went to the Okay. Could I get you to speak on the issue of the bylaws convention? Because we said very little about the bylaws convention, other than we are generally in favor of it, but Margalo had some very specific legal questions regarding it. And so I wanted to get those exactly right. While you're thinking about that, I'll go on, report.
And anything coming here should be something to which the group agrees.
Right, the group did agree, but she can articulate it better than I can. That's why I'm asking you to do so. Firstly, on the issue of recall or removal of... Marty, this I actually have written down already, at least most of it. Okay. On the issue of recall or removal of station board members, okay, they can be removed in a couple of different ways. Firstly, two-thirds of the station board itself can remove a member at a properly noticed meeting. And by properly noticed, I mean you have to put this is on the agenda so that people know that there is such a meeting and can come to it if that is a concern to them. Okay, beyond that, a station board member may be subject to recall by the members, that's us. Okay, and the process by which that would take place is that firstly, there is a petition of members, and this is the point at which our group did not reach consensus. There are three different thresholds. One is 50 people, not percent, 50 people. That is consistent with the Carol Spooner proposal. That's one of our options. Yeah, that's where I was about to put it. Okay, and the other option is 2%. That's 2% of all of the members, meaning in this case all of the subscribers, we hope. The other is 2.5%. So those are the three options which we have here. If that petition is put together, then there will be a special election. And here it's consistent with the PAC bylaws in that it's required for a successful recall to have at least two-thirds of the number of people who participated in the election that put that person on the station board in the first place. In other words, a small number of members cannot undo the will of a large number of members who put that board member there in the first place. So at least two-thirds of the group that elected that person must participate in the special election, and of that number, two-thirds must vote for the recall. So it's a fairly high bar.
And that's a consensus position?
Yes. Except for, as I say, the initial petition. Okay. Beyond that, we strongly, all of us strongly favor the enforcement of the attendance rules, and not only the station board, but the Pacifica board. Whatever it is, I think at this point it's three unexcused absences, but whatever it is, it needs to be enforced. Now, going on to the Pacifica National Board recall, firstly, there may be an affiliate representative on the Pacifica board. If that is the case, then the affiliate radio stations who figure out how to elect a representative there can figure out how to recall that representative. Everything that I say from this point forward assumes that the Pacifica National Board is elected by the station boards. That ultimately may not happen, but assuming that it does, then all of these things apply. again, strict enforcement of the attendance rule. And as with the, two-thirds vote of a station board, the station board that is being represented by an individual on the Pacifica National Board, a two-thirds vote of that station board can remove that member of the Pacifica board, nominally their representative, okay? And obviously, if someone is on the station board and has been recalled from the station board by the membership through special election, okay, then that person is also removed from the Pacifica board at the same time. Okay.
You have 1 minute.
I have 1 minute. Okay. A two-thirds vote of the Pacifica National Board, again, at a properly noticed meeting, can remove a Pacifica National Board member for a specific reason. And that's it. Now on to station board agendas. Any 12 members present at a station board meeting can get something on the agenda, or any 20 signatures of people not necessarily present can get something on a station board agenda as new business, meaning that it may be discussed but will probably not be acted upon until the next meeting.
What was the number again?
Pardon me?
The number was what? 12?
12 members present or 20 signatures of people not necessarily present. We have no provision for the membership, that's us, placing an agenda item directly onto the Pacifica National Board agenda, only through the station board. Finally, the bylaws change. By a significant majority, we favor a prohibition of bylaws changes without a vote of the whole membership, that's us. That means PNB cannot amend the bylaws by themselves.
Yes.
Well, no, that was not consensus, actually, but that was a very, very strong majority.
Was it a two-thirds majority?
Yes, more than two-thirds. We never got to a discussion of amending the Articles of Incorporation, okay. But obviously it should be much harder to do that.
Quickly, one minute.
Just a quick correction on the percentages for a recall, 52%. The 2.5% was my proposal. That's 2.5% or 300 numbers in number of signatures, okay. Whichever is less.
It's not determined yet.
Right. No, I'm just saying it's characterized. It wasn't just a matter of two and two and a half percent. There's a reason why the 2.5% was different. It was that or 300.
Whichever is less.
Correct.
You said whichever is less. Thank you.
All right.
This is the border plate.
We're moving on. This is on the convention. You have 1 minute.
Yes. We agreed that there should be a convention in 1 year, but there were concerns about the ability of people to be involved in equity issues. So a good suggestion was made that we take a proactive role to alleviate those difficulties through teleconferencing or any other way we can think of to do it. An alternative was to have fundraising scholarships, possibly with each station, to elect delegates and then pay for their trip to wherever this bylaws convention would be.
Okay. Thank you. I need to congratulate everybody for coming together on a lot of very significant points that can now be incorporated. Dave, you have 2 minutes so that we have another 8 minutes for any residual comments.
If the users and purchasers of wood products got to vote on how the forests, resources in the forest were used and managed, you would get a very different vote than if the people who lived in the forest and lived with those resources every day decided on how they were used and managed. It was the opinion of our group after much discussion that the staffs, the people who act upon their feeling of the importance about what's being communicated by being physically present and contributing, that those people must have a significant guaranteed role in the governance of the institution. Therefore, we believe that there should be between a quarter and a third of staff seats reserved on all boards.
That was a minority position.
Okay.
What is it you're reporting?
We want to report.
I want to know what it is he's reporting.
On that issue.
We're not having discussion.
There's no discussion.
This is being reported as part of the bylaws, okay?
Sure.
And then I believe Dave is going to submit another statement.
I have a question for the committee that dealt with staff that I didn't get to ask because of the
committee that dealt with staff, Tracy, Roger, Dave, who was your fourth person?
All of it, she had to leave.
She left.
Oh, okay.
If I could, I know that you considered the idea of having a staff convention to talk about workplace democracy. Could you tell us what you decided about that?
There was one other thing. Our group also said there should be recusal of those staff people in cases where there is a direct conflict of interest. So they should be recused. They should be forced to recuse themselves from conflict of interest situations.
Thank you, Raphael.
Okay. Wait a minute, Dave.
There's one little piece of the majority report on staff that I forgot to include.
Get up to the microphone.
Okay. The majority agreed that we would strongly suggest that at the upcoming PNB convention,
the meeting
in Houston, okay, that paid and unpaid staff be encouraged to have their own workplace democracy convention to bring up all staff issues, and that this be adopted by the PMB.
I need a clarification. Is this is this part of the bylaws point to be incorporated as a commission or a committee?
No, this is at this point not a bylaws recommendation. This is an outside of the bylaws. This is a recommendation.
Okay. Can we hold off and find out first, are there any other things that were not raised in the reports that were supposed to be raised? Do we have any missing pieces? Has everything been represented by those people responsible for reporting? Wait, Dave. Wait.
By staff, we meant unpaid as well.
Okay. All right. What is it? Dave, what do you want?
I just want to make a statement real quick.
Wait, we're not there yet.
Okay, you let
we're
me know when it's
yet.
Ready.
We're not there yet.
Sarah, you want to get a chance to put that together? Yes.
Okay. The planning group would like to make a closing statement.
I'd like to make an announcement.
Wait a second. We'll wait for announcements. I was supposed to announce something else. Bernie?
This is not.
We're not having a general discussion now. The process is that all of these recommendations, we now have the skeleton of a unity proposal from Los Angeles, which is a major accomplishment. That we are assuming that our representative to the national board is going to carry it in that fashion.
The three of us who put this thing together, we want to close. Number one, we need to thank you, every one of you, for being here, for spending your 2 days and making this unity possible. This is really important for the movement in Los Angeles, for the listeners' movement in Los Angeles.
Barry, wasn't the three of you putting together?
A bigger party?
Let me stop.
What
he said it wasn't the three of you.
No, I mean, sorry. He is so right who initiated. I apologize to everybody. There's a huge group that put this together. I'm sorry. Did I do that? Egocentrism.
We all absorb all the muck of capitalism.
Yeah.
We all have it in.
Exactly. It goes with the territory. there was a huge group of people that put this together, and they really put just about every night the last 2.5 weeks. And it's great that we finally were able to at least synthesize a series of the issues on the bylaws. And we like to keep it this way, basically. We don't want to have a debate. We don't want to start analyzing at this last minute. So, what is it, guys? You want to pass down?
Everybody, it was, in fact, Farah and Sarah and I who initiated this, and I want to thank also Bernie, Tom, and Roger, and Sacco, and Marlo, and Harrison, and I'm just scanning around the room, Vince, and Lloyd.
How are you, buddy?
And, listen, let me tell you something. If you only knew, to hear him say all your buddies, this is exactly the opposite of the case. What this bylaws convention represents is a healing process in the Los Angeles listener community that is long overdue. And I feel very strongly lays the foundation for a unified movement in Los Angeles and for some real consensus about what happens at KPFK and Pacifica. We have made what I believe is a major breakthrough for Los Angeles. And I hope that we all unite and stick together and fight for the rights of voiceless and fight for the rights of listeners, make sure that staff has workplace democracy, and move forward from here into a Pacifica that has a chance in hell, at least.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for showing up to this process. And this has been a process of consensus building in which everyone has had a chance to at least have a voice and to be heard. That does not mean that we have arrived at a complete consensus, that we don't all agree on everything, because that's never going to happen. But we've had a process of synthesis, and it's been quite a weekend. And again, I'd like to thank everybody, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
I'd like to announce that this evening.
Dave,
David,
come
on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. Let David come on. The church tomorrow on time, as they say. I'll try to make sure that this draft, whatever comes out of this committee, is on the table at the national board. I also want to point out. Because I've been told by so many people that, you know, people feel they're not being listened to, and I think that we need to recognize that sometimes that's true, of course. But sometimes when somebody disagrees with you, it's not because they're not listening to you. It might be because they disagree with you. But I'm going to put these points in front of the National Board, of course. And I thank you all for putting the work together.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to say that even though my written report had to be in on Friday and is already, so the only thing that will get posted on the national website is that report, but it does not preclude us as lecturers from including the key points, which means not an extensive explanation of all, but the key points will also be included in my lab report. Yeah.